USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Security is being ramped up this weekend in Phoenix as rallies and ballot counting continue. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzone says no protesters have been arrested this week as his office put up barriers around election headquarters. He told Arizona's family that they want to make sure everyone is safe, including election workers and those practicing their First Amendment rights.
We have mobilized the department just to ensure that we have all the staffing necessary to provide safety for any unknown variables that we may deal with.
Pinzone adds that people are emotionally attached at this time, which can lead to frustration or celebrations. He's asking everyone to be patient and thoughtful. Patience is the word, as Arizona, along with Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, have not been called for either Biden or President Trump. In the Grand Canyon state, the former vice president leads by more than 29,000 votes. The Dow and S&P 500 were lower on Friday. The Nasdaq was up. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Texas has topped 1 million COVID-19 cases. That's more than California, which currently has 960,000 coronavirus cases. That milestone comes as the country registered more than 128,000 new cases Friday, the third day in a row that a single-day record of reported cases has been set. The pandemic continues to spread across the heartland, deep into the heart of Texas, Florida, California, and other parts of the country. The United Arab Emirates announced a major overhaul of the country's Islamic personal laws. They're now allowing unmarried couples to cohabitate. They've also loosened alcohol restrictions and criminalized so-called honor killings. The broadening of personal freedoms reflects the changing profile of a country that has sought to build itself as a westernized, skyscraper-studded destination for tourists, fortune seekers, and businesses, despite its Islamic legal code. The announcement follows a historic U.S. brokered deal to normalize relations between the country and Israel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Turning back to the election, North Carolina just wants officials to call the thing for their state. Tim Berg is in USA Radio's Phoenix Bureau.
The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Whatley is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Whatley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be thinking about stepping down. Lance Pry is in USA Radio's West Coast Bureau.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A massive 19th century manor in the Berkshires of Massachusetts that remained in the Vanderbilt family until 2012 has hit the market. Elm Court, an estate so large that it straddles two towns, has 46 bedrooms, 27 bathrooms, and 55,000 square feet. It's also listed for sale at $12.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.